It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm studying the book of Genesis. Please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read that chapter in the first three verses of chapter 2. So please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I would like to also give you our mailing address. It is at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Also, our website, if you would like to visit us there, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. So now that you have that information, and I'm glad that you've joined us today, let's begin reading Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters." God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. Let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. God said, "Let there be the lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for the signs and for seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth," and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-yielding seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. To every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. On the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of the word. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come together. Thank you for this opportunity, and please that you'll give strength that I may proclaim your word clearly and simply. Please, Lord, the creation, it's so wonderful. I have enjoyed it so much as I have had the opportunity to study and preparing. And I hope, Lord, that the folks that are listening have just a portion of the blessings that I've received, or all the blessings, Lord, would be my desire. But if they just be touched just a little bit by your word and your power and your strength, Lord, please, their life will never be the same. Please that you will show them exactly what you'll have them to be and to do, whether it's to come by faith to you, Lord Jesus, and be saved because they've been convicted of their sin, or, Father, they need to grow and come closer to you because they have come by faith to you, and they have been born again, and now it's time to begin that life and that wonderful walk. Whichever the case might be, Lord, I just ask that all listen carefully and surrender to your way and will today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's such a joy to always come together and study this word together. Please that you follow with me now, that we may begin. And as we have worked through the days of creation, and we have spent a wonderful time here looking at the gap theory, how that I do not believe that that is a part of the Word of God. I don't believe in evolution. I believe God spoke into existence what we have today, this beautiful creation. He has spoken into existence in six literal days. And so please that you enjoy the study. If you're just coming in with us right now and you would like to have the tapes of the past weeks as we have enjoyed this time, I would be more than happy to get those to you, or you could find those on the website, because we keep a current list of each tape on the with the website. You can have and enjoy. So whatever you would like to have, please, that we may learn more about the Lord Jesus, trust more in God's word each and every day. And as we do each time, we go back through and just review a little bit so that we remember what we've had when we were together last time. And as we look at that now, we'll find him in the book of Genesis here. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I like to add just a little bit each time as we've come together. The word heaven there is not singular. That word is plural. And there are actually three heavens. And we're not going to take a lot of time with them right now, because as we continue the study, we will be adding to those so that you can see what we have. But as we look here in the in verse 1 of Genesis 1, God created the heaven and the earth. That word heaven is a plural. There are three heavens, actually. There is the heaven where the birds and the clouds that you look up to see. There's the second heaven, which is the home of the sun, the moon, and the stars, as we can see those as well. And then there's the third heaven, which is where the throne of God will be, is, and the those that have died in the Lord Jesus Christ, and their body has went into the grave, but their soul is in the presence of the Lord. That is the place that they will be found in the third heaven. And so I've got a couple of verses of Scripture that I would like to read and enjoy as we look at those things very quickly. Matthew chapter 6. So we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Matthew 6, 26. Behold the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Isn't it wonderful to see that the Lord Jesus Christ in His creation does feed all the fowl of the air, and we can look up to see Him? That's the first heaven, and yet how much more He cares for us. Wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, realize His power and His strength, His saving power especially, is where it must begin. Psalms 19, verse 1. And the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. It's just beautiful. And then day unto day we have the sun, moon, and the stars as each day changes. And so that would be the second heaven. And then as we look into the third heaven, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. It's just when I go out in the evening, come home from church or come home from work late, and I look up into the heavens and the beautiful stars. It's just unbelievable. Again, the Scripture tells us that we can't begin to number them, and it is so wonderful, the creation, how God spoke that into existence. But it's all centered here upon the earth because He has given us a very special blessing by we are created in His image. We are going to look at that if we get that far today. And also that God Himself would come and visit this earth. Not only create it, speak it into existence, but come literally to this earth. And we have many visits through the book of Genesis, pre-incarnate visits. But then, of course, in John and in the Gospels, as we look at the Lord Jesus being born of the Virgin and coming to this earth, God here. What a privilege that we have that our God would do that to save us. I know the world wants to look out to the stars and the moon and the other planets and in hopes of expanding our life here, you know, being able to move on to another planet, to the moon, to whatever it might be. But God has centered everything here at the earth, and so remember that. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such a one caught up into the third heaven. That's the throne of God. That's the place where those that have died with the Lord Jesus have went. Those that die without the Lord Jesus go into a place called the place of torment. I believe it to be in the center of the earth. That's where the souls are right now in torment. That's where you're going to be if you do not trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your choice is to confess your sin and come by faith to Jesus. And when you die, your body will go into the grave now. You will receive a glorified body later. But then your soul immediately goes into the presence of the Lord. Please. Heaven, verse 1, heaven and earth. God created heaven and earth. There are three heavens. The Spirit moved, the Scripture tells us here, and it literally vibrated upon the earth. You know, last week we talked about the light, our light as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, how that Jesus Christ is our light, and He is the light of the world. And we wondered that the sun, the light that we think of being the sun, it was not produced till the fourth day. The light that we have is the energy. just light came in the first day. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. This energy, this power. At this time, why we have gained what we know today as the three types of force, the gravitational pull, the electromagnetic, and nuclear, those three things were put into place on this first day, the power, the energy. And that's the light that we're talking about here. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He is our power and our energy and our light. But these were all put into place, that everything, the earth at this time was put into to its spin as it rotates. It's unbelievable as you look to see how this universe, how it stays together and continues, and the earth's rotating, the everything. It's just wonderful how that God has created this and spoke it into existence. So please enjoy it. You know, the second day here, we find that was the first day. And then the second day, why let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. You know, we have waters on the land, and we have the atmosphere, the water in the air, and that was divided here on the second day. Now the third day we have in verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together upon one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And so see, the waters under the sky, now the waters upon the earth, and so they move together to make seas, and now we have dry land. We have earth and we have seas. And so each step of this, it's wonderful as we watch God perform, just speak into existence from nothing to something. That's the faith that you need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have nothing inside you. The Holy Spirit's coming and calling you, and you will have something because God comes to live within you. And it is wonderful to know the Lord Jesus and to walk after the Lord Jesus. So please do not miss an opportunity to trust in Jesus Christ today. As we're looking here in Genesis, how He brought nothing and made something, that's what God does with a believer, with a person. He takes nothing and makes it something. So please don't miss coming to Jesus Christ today. We have the earth and the sea. Look at that. God saw that it was good in verse 10. God called the dry land earth, and gathering together of the waters called He seas, and God saw that it was good. In verse 11, now God said, I love this each time, God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. You know, we didn't start out with just a seed planted. You know, that the evolutionists want us to believe that it was, there was just a seed planted, or it wasn't even a seed. It was, it started out and it evolved into a seed, and then that seed started to grow, and then we have a tree, and or we have grass, whatever it might be. Not so. God spoke into existence grass, the beautiful flowing grass across the prairies. He created full-grown trees. And then also there are seeds that was planted that they started to grow to continue to replace these trees, continue to grow next to these trees. So you have every stage. You have a tree that's half-grown, a tree that's full-grown. All this God spoke into existence. The beautiful flowers, they were there. God did not, and see, this is the people that believe in the evolution, and also with the gap theory, as they continue to go back and forth with that. They try to come up with all reasons and excuses for some of the things between verse 1 and verse 2. We have covered all those things. Please put those out of your mind. When God got to the place that He created the animals, and then the final creation was man, God had a beautiful prepared earth for him. Just keep that in mind. It wasn't all barren, and he had just to wait here for 40 or 50 years in order for things to begin to look like we see the earth, with the green grass and the beautiful flowers and the gorgeous trees and all these things. That wasn't so at all. God spoke into existence, and when Adam looked upon this, he saw a completed earth ready to use of its fruits. So please keep that in mind as we look at that. Here we have the grass produced. God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass." You know, and so the grass was produced, and the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit, and it was. It had fruit on it, ready to pick, ready to eat. That's what God created as we look here at this third day. He was preparing it for man, as he was going to put man upon the earth. He was preparing it, and he had to have everything, you know, just like a grocery store. When you go into a grocery store, why, you expect the shelves to be stocked. You want to be able to just take what you need, and you're upset when you can't. Well, here God created this beautiful earth, and everything was here complete and perfect when man arrived. So it's beautiful as God has made the grass and the trees and the beautiful flowers. God saw that it was good. As we look at verse 12, the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself. After his kind, God saw that it was good. Don't miss that. After his kind, after his kind. It didn't start at one place and then for some reason it went off and made this type of a plant, this type of a tree. Same with the animals. It started with a small tiny particle and then began to grow, and instead of growing all the same, one went one way, one with the other. Isn't that foolishness? God created, God put into place, beautiful, the grass, the trees, the flowers, and God saw that it was good, and it stayed after its kind. After its kind. And so when it was produced, then it reproduced the same thing, and the same thing, and the same thing. Please, an orange tree brings forth oranges. An apple tree brings forth apples, and it does it year after year after year, after its kind. And so the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself, after his kind. God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. Now God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament in the heaven to give light unto the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Now let's look at what we have here as we look at the fourth day. The fourth day, God is giving us his time, a way to keep time. The first day, the evening and the morning of the first day, the evening and the morning of the second day, the evening and the morning of the third day. You see, six literal days of creation, and God put it into place. Now God gave us the time so that he gave us morning and evening with these two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. God set them in the firmament of the heaven and gave light into the earth. We have this in the fourth day as we look through these verses of Scripture here. But God gave us a time to a time clock, a way to know God's clock. Not only times, but also seasons. God places the light, this special energy now in the sun, he has placed together to lighten the earth for that purpose. And we have the sun. Now the moon, it reflects the sun, and we have that for the evening, for the nights. The larger to rule the day, the lesser to rule the night. You know, as we see, and it says in this area of Scripture, and let me read it once again, and God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. That's the reason that we have those. Let's look at a couple verses of Scripture here, if you would, please. Let's go to Psalms 8. Psalms chapter 8. I hope you're taking time to open your Bibles to see these verses of Scripture as I look them up. Psalms chapter 8, verse 3. Psalms 8, 3. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Beautiful, beautiful. As I look at that, I know that there is a Creator. I know there is a God that has spoken this into existence. And it is my God. I know that when I look into the heavens. I don't wonder if there's a God. I don't question how He created it. He spoke it into existence in six literal days. And I hope that you believe the same. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Acts, Romans. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Why did God create the sun, the moon, and the stars on the fourth day and not on the first? Because today man wants to worship the sun, the moon, and the stars. And they do. They worship the sun, moon, and the stars. God did not put them into place at the first day. He put them into place on the fourth day. And if you'll notice, man is still missing. Man was not created the first day to seem as though He helped with creation. God spoke into existence all creation, including man. And so please, that you do not put a special strength or special power. Do not bow down to the sun, to the moon, or to the stars. God created those for our use, that we may see them, for light of day and light of darkness. It is wonderful all that God has put into place. He has put that into place again so that there was no one that had excuse. Again, Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Do not worship the creation. We need to worship the Creator. And you'll find that God has given enough evidence in His creation that you are without excuse. Folks wonder, you know, people that have never heard the gospel, that never have seen a Bible, how can they ever, you know, why would God condemn them to hell? And He doesn't. They condemn themselves because they do not believe. But why would that happen? How can that happen? Everyone has enough evidence of the Creator that they are without excuse. Without excuse. And so, please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are to look for His coming as He returns to the earth and is going to plant His feet on the Mount of Olives to rule and to reign for 1,000 years. He's not going to come to the sun, to the moon, to any of the stars, to any of the planets that we have that we know of. He is coming to earth. He has come once. He's coming again. Please, that you recognize God has spoken into existence this world, and He is going to put man upon this world for His pleasure, that we may honor and glorify Him. Let's begin to be what we're to be, and it must begin with salvation. You must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today to be saved. please, that you trust in Him today. Confess your sin and come. As I always do, I always ask, what are you going to do about Jesus?